Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the weather is pleasant today. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies, while Jerusalem sees a mild breeze. In Haifa, it's sunny, perfect for any outdoor plans. Eilut remains warm as well. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports earlier today Hamas held a mass funeral for 112 people it claims were killed in an IDF strike at the start of the Gaza war. Also, Ynet reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu stated earlier today that Israel will not withdraw from Gaza lines until Hamas fully disarms. Also this hour, reports from Israel Hayom indicate positive momentum in negotiations with Lebanon, though Beirut demands expansion of pilot areas. Separately, Mariv reveals that the U.S. halted an attack on Iran due to a depleting stockpile of interceptors. And finally, Forward states earlier today that the U.S. Justice Department now recognizes Ari Halberstam's murder as a civil rights case. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English, posting just minutes ago, highlighted Saudi Arabia's emphasis on dialogue and de-escalation for regional stability following discussions between Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and President Trump. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, reported just minutes ago on an assassination attempt in Erbil involving the son of a prominent Iranian Kurdish leader. Ziad Asali, a medical professional and commentator, shared earlier today that Israel has captured significant territory in Lebanon, raising questions about its international standing. Now for more on those stories, starting with the report from the Times of Israel. Hamas conducted a mass funeral for individuals it alleges were victims of an Israeli strike at the onset of the Gaza conflict. This comes after a prolonged effort to recover bodies from the rubble. The IDF has not commented on this specific accusation. This development highlights ongoing tensions in Gaza, with implications for regional stability. Turning to the statement from Prime Minister Netanyahu, Ynet reported that Israel has dismissed the U.S. proposal and insists on remaining at the Gaza lines until Hamas disarms. Netanyahu's position underscores the complexity of the conflict and suggests prolonged military involvement. This stance may influence ongoing peace efforts in the region. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom's report on negotiations with Lebanon describes a positive atmosphere in talks, although Lebanon seeks to broaden pilot areas. The talks, according to sources in Washington, aim for a historic peace agreement. Successful negotiations could alter the geopolitical landscape in the Middle East. In other news, Mariv points out that the U.S. decision to pause an attack on Iran was due to a shortage in missile interceptors. This situation has alarmed Gulf states and underscores the military strain in the region. The depletion of interceptors could affect future military strategies and regional defense capabilities. Finally, Ford's report on the Ari Halberstam case marks a significant shift. The U.S. Justice Department now classifies his murder as a civil rights violation over 30 years after the attack. This recognition may influence future legal approaches to hate crimes in the United States. Turning to business and markets. First, Marif Business explains how planning your fruit and vegetable purchases can reduce waste and promote a healthier lifestyle. This advice is crucial for consumers aiming to minimize food waste. Separately, C-Tech reports that Enlight, an Israeli renewable energy company, has seen a 56% revenue increase. New projects in the U.S. contributed to this growth, showcasing the potential of renewable energy investments. And finally, Globes shares that Monday.com CEOs are seeking shareholder approval to double their compensation. This comes after the company reduced its workforce, raising questions about executive pay in challenging times. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.